It's annoying, isn't it, when you expect natural and you get something else. Baby girl, shine like a looking glass. Whoa, mysterious girl, I wanna get close to you. And you get something else. So here's the story. You may not have heard of any of these people I'm about to mention, depending where you are in the world. But there's this guy called Peter Andre, who's a singer, and his most famous song is this one, Mysterious Girl. But he became more famous after this as a reality star. And the husband of Jordan, whose job used to be, Katie Price Jordan, whose job used to be showing us her tits. And now, instead, it's to show us her emotional side. I don't know what her job is, to be honest. And then there's Rebecca Vardy, whose job is to be the wife of Jamie Vardy, the footballer. Anyway, there's this whole thing in the UK with her and Colleen Rooney, whose job is to be the wife of Wayne Rooney, the footballer. And it's all bullshit. They've nothing better to do, these people, than moan. You know, get a job. Get a proper job, rather. Help out. Do something good for the world. But no. They are in court at the moment. And it's hard to believe they're doing this. As well as doing their trial, they're also, Rebecca Vardy is also bringing up in court, in the High Court of the UK, the alleged size of Peter Andre's penis, which Rebecca Vardy claims is hung like a miniature chipolata. To quote her in the High Court of the UK, Peter Andre is hung like a miniature chipolata. You know, and everyone online is going, oh, ha, ha, ha. Miniature chipolata. You know, stop this. You know, men, I know we're hated right now. But stop laughing about the size of our penises. Not me, obviously. I'm hung like at least 6 chipolatas. You know, 3 times 2 in a row, in a line. So there's both length and girth. Anyway, it doesn't matter what I'm hung like. Stop taking the piss out of men with small penises. Or alleged small penises. You know, he's come out, he's... He's put out a very heartfelt video. I feel fucking sorry for this guy. He's put out a 2-minute video when he says at least twice that she was clearly joking that he's got a small penis. It's an alleged small penis. Anyway, whatever it is, it's not nice. Not his penis, I mean the thing. And don't forget, unlike women, you know, like Jordan and most other people whose job is to be footballers' wives, the penis is something that is natural. You know, you can't do anything about the length. Whereas your most direct equivalent, because everyone loves any vagina, as the saying goes, men would fuck a phone directory. The most direct equivalent are tits, which you can make bigger, smaller, wider, longer, or in Jordan's case, more ridiculous. Yeah, and then callously refuse to stop showing us them, which is your job, remember. Too lazy even to do your job, showing us your tits. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I know for a fact every woman has a small penis story. Again, not me, I'm hung like 6 chipolatas, 3 times 2. But, you know, I talk to women, they always have a small penis story. And will gladly share their so-called hilarious stories about men who have small penises. Stop it. It's hard enough, if you know what I mean. It's hard enough for men without you laughing at the size of our penises. You know? And as well, let's keep some mystery, you know? Clues in this actually that he's got a small penis, is it? I wanna get close to you. I need to get really close, otherwise. Anyway, stop it. Stop it. Stop laughing. Stop talking about the size of penises you've been with. I'm serious. I am serious. Because the only thing that ends up looking small is you. Lots of love.